天国的福气
，which is the heavenly blessing。
只要我们努力去追求，每一个人都会得福气。
If we pursue it with our heart, we will obtain it。
那这些福气都实现了，我们的生活就等于在地如天了。
So when we can realize all these blessings, then we can feel heavens on earth。
所以信仰生活其实还有另外一个更有价值的追求。
So in our life of faith, there is a more meaningful pursuit。
就是追求天国的福气。
Which is pursuing the blessing of heaven.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们十月二十到二十五号有灵恩布道会。
From October 20th to 25th, we will have spiritual convocation.
请我们常常为灵恩布道会祷告，为慕道朋友代祷。
We should pray for the event and pray for the truth seekers.
也我们想念一些身体灵性需要我们灵敏的，为他代祷。
And let us remember the people who are weak physically and spiritually.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all pray in one accord.
得见神。主耶稣出来传道里的第一句话，天国近了。
When Jesus was preaching the gospel, the first thing he said was, "The kingdom is near. The kingdom of heaven is near."
这个天国就是神的国。
And the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
天国近了，就是主耶稣把神的国从天上带到人间。
And what he meant by this was that Jesus Christ is bringing heaven to earth.
那这是人类一个极大的福音，好消息。
And this is a great gospel, which is a great news.
因为人世间，你不论到哪个地方去，我们都发现，这个世界不是天国。
Everywhere you go on this earth, you may find that this is not heaven.
天国的实现是什么？
What is the true realization of heaven?
圣经说是公义、平安、喜乐。
They are righteousness, peace, and joy.
这就是天国实现的恩典。
When kingdom of heaven is realized, these are the characteristics.
主耶稣说，神的国就在你的心里面。
Jesus Christ also mentioned that the kingdom of heaven is found in your heart.
如果我们活着，我们没有罪缠累。
If where we live in this life and we have no sin.
然后很和平，很平安。
And we live a peaceful life.
那很喜乐。
And a joyful life.
那这样的生活就是在地如天。
And this is the kind of life that you may feel that the heaven has already come to earth.
那我们家庭如果有神的国实现。
If kingdom of heaven is realized in our family.
那这个家庭是最幸福。
This is the most blessed family.
所以我们这个家庭生活追求的方向很重要。
So the direction of this family is really important.
应该是朝着圣经的方向。
It is the direction that point towards the Bible.
那才有真正的幸福。
Then there's true blessing.
那这个神天国到最后就是在天上实现。
And eventually the kingdom of heaven will be realized in heaven.
那主耶稣开始讲道理就是从第五章到第七章马太福音。
So the first message that Jesus preached is found in chapter 5-7.
那这个主耶稣讲到的第一个重点就是强调福气恩典。
And the first main point that Jesus Christ mentioned is the blessings.
所以有很多人对信仰有一些不是很正确的想法，信仰是一个捆绑。信仰是一个担子。
Some people have different, have wrong conception of faith, or a belief is that, it is a bondage.
这是因为没有进到信仰里面来。
That is because they did not truly enter into the faith.
其实信仰是一种享受。
Having a faith is actually an enjoyment.
要让我们来享受神的恩典。
We can enjoy God's blessings.
那有时候我们常常讲，在地上就很享受了。
We may argue that just living on this earth, we can enjoy.
我们物质生活水准都很高。
We can enjoy the material things.
好像我们不需要神的国这种恩典。
And it seems that we don't need God's grace.
其实天国的恩典这种享受跟地上的享受是不一样的。
But the blessing you enjoy from God is different from this of this earth.
好，那我们再第三次来查考这个天国的恩典到底是怎么样。
So this is the third time we'll be studying what is the blessing.
我们刚刚读马太第五章的第七节。
So So we read Matthew chapter 5, verse 7.
这里说有义福就是蒙连续。
So blessed are the merciful.
蒙连续下面。
For they shall obtain mercy.
这是一种福气。 蒙连续是一种福气。
So obtaining mercy is actually a blessing.
有时候我们常常会这样想啊, 我活得好好的, 我为什么需要人怜悯我?
We may think, our life is fine. Why do we need anyone to have mercy on us?
需要人怜悯的是弱者。
Only the weak needs people to have mercy on them.
我不需要人怜悯。
I don't need mercy.
有很多人这样想。
Many people think like this.
所以他基本上把信仰当作是一种弱者的宗教。
And people may view people of faith as a weak people.
所以我很强, 我在世界上很有成就, 我一切都靠自己打拼出来, 我不需要人怜悯。
And many people think that I'm very strong in the world. I accomplish so many things.
我不需要人怜悯。
And I don't need people to have mercy on me.
那为什么这里讲说蒙连续, 这是一种恩典。
And why do we talk about obtaining mercy as having a blessing?
首先呢，我们来看 这个蒙连续是什么意思。
So what does it mean by obtaining mercy?
那我们就知道 这是一种恩典。
This is definitely a grace and blessing.
我们看诗篇的103篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
诗篇的103篇。
Psalm 103.
诗篇103篇。
Psalm chapter 103.
14节。
Verse 14.
因为他知道我们的本体思念我们不过是尘土。 15节。
15.
至于世人, 他的年日像草, 他发旺如野地的花, 16节,
16.
经风一吹, 便归于无有, 他的原处也不再认识他。 这个地方在讲我们人的本质是什么。
So in these few verses, we can see the essence of man.
这里说我们的本体啊, 不过是尘土。
It talk about that our essence is actually dust.
啊, 所谓尘土就是没有什么价值。
And dust, there's no value to it.
而尘土也是指着我们很卑微。Dust
means that we're lowly.
从神看起来哈, 人实在没有价值的。
And if we compare ourselves to God, we have no value.
特别是人犯罪以后, 它里面已经没有神的样式，没有神的形象。
Especially after we sin, we have no likeness of God in us.
那人还有什么尊贵？
What glory is there found in man?
人天天犯罪, 在神的标准下。
And according to the standard of God, man sin every day.
那罪人还有什么价值?
What is a value of a sinner?
所以这里说我们不过是尘土。
Here, talk about we're merely dust.
那15节。
Verse 15.
所以我们最辉煌腾达的日子好像花草。
And verse 15, talk about the time we flourishes are like grass.
这会过去的。
And it will pass away.
16节, 风一吹。 就掉下来, 没有了。
And verse 16 says, after the wind blew, then everything will fall.
这个在代表人没有办法掌握自己的前途。
And this symbolizes that we're not able to control our own future.
人很脆弱, 风一吹, 那些, 我们的辉煌腾达的日子就过去了。
We are very fragile. We can't, our glorious past may just be the past.
所以因为这样子, 人需要神的怜悯。
And because of this, we all need God's mercy.
为什么?
How come?
我们来看, 诗篇103篇。
Let's continue reading Psalm 103.
第十节,
verse 10.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们, 也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。 11节,
verse 11.
天离地何等的高, 他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。 12节,
Verse 12.
东离西有多远, 他叫我们的过患离开我们也多远。 13节,
Verse 13.
父亲怎样临恤他的儿女, 神也怎样临恤敬畏他的人。 这个地方在告诉我们,
So these few verses tell us,
神没有照我们的罪过来待我们。
God did not deal with us according to our sins.
第十节,
verse 10.
如果神照我们的罪过来待我们,
If God dealt with us according to our sins, and count everything one by one,
我们早就死光了,
we're all dead. Who can remain here alive?
所以有一个青年呢参加这个青年神训班。
And one youth was attending NYTS.
他祷告被圣灵充满了，然后神感动他，你要见证你所犯的罪。
And the youth was touched by the Holy Spirit and to testify his or her sins.
他就从十诫第一条讲到第十条。
And that youth reflected from the first commandment to the tenth.
他说他是天天犯罪。
And the youth realized that he's sinning every day.
所以我们如果觉得我没有罪，这是因为神的话没有进到我们里面。
If we feel like we have no sin, it's because the word of God is not with us.
我们觉得我们没有罪，是因为神的光没有照到我们里面。
We feel like we have no sins because the light of the Lord is not in us.
如果神的标准进到我们里面，神的光一照，我们全身都是罪。
If we have God's standard and the light of the Lord shines upon us, then we're sinning everywhere.
那神如果照我们的罪，一条一条来审判。
And if God judges according to every little sin, we trespass, then we cannot live till today.
那为什么神没有照罪过来待我们？
So how come God did not deal with us?
这就是他的怜悯。
That is because He's merciful.
所以压伤的芦苇他不折断，江残的灯火他不摧残。
So God said that He does not break the bending grass and the dimming light He will not blow out.
这个就是怜悯。
And this is mercy.
跟人不太一样。
And unlike men,
人是尊重强者，欺负弱者。
Men have a tendency to be afraid of the strong people while oppressing the weak.
这个是整个社会的一个形态。
This is how our society is structured.
但是神不是这样。
But that's not what God is.
神有怜悯的心。
God has a heart of mercy.
所以十三节说，父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，神也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人。
So it continues on saying that how a father how a father deal with his children, God will deal with us the same way.
所以第十节下半句说，他也没有照我们的罪孽来报应我们。
And verse 10 also says He does not deal with us according to our sins.
这就是神的怜悯。
This is God's mercy.
因为神怜悯了，所以我们犯了罪，向他祷告，他就赦免。
Because He have mercy, so when we pray for forgiveness, God will forgive us.
然后他继续在看顾我们，在带领我们前面的路程。
And God still watch over us and be the light of our path.
所以神的怜悯真的非常重要。
So the mercy of God is really important.
那我们要得到神的怜悯有条件。
But there is a criteria for obtaining God's mercy.
在马太福音的第五章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 5.
就第七节。
And verse 7.
说怜恤人的人有福了。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
所以我们要祷告蒙神垂听，蒙神怜悯，我们在生活当中对别人要有怜悯的心。
So when we pray for God to have mercy on us, at the same time in our lives, we have to have mercy on others.
那这个对别人有怜悯的心可以从两方面来看。
We can view this from two perspectives.
第一个是从人生活的需要，我们需要有怜悯的心。
So we should be merciful. For the first perspective is that we should be merciful according to people's physical needs.
我们现在来看使徒行传第九章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
好。三十六节。
Acts chapter 9 verse 36.
第九章三十六节。
Chapter 9 verse 36.
在约帕有一个女徒名叫大比大，翻希腊话就叫多加，她广行善事，多施周济。这里讲有一个人叫多加。
So here it mentioned there's a woman named Dorcas.
那这个多加这个人很会怜悯人。
She have mercy on people.
所以她广行善事，多施周济。
So the Bible describes her as having good works and charitable deeds.
那这个就是怜悯的一个表现，实际的表现。
So this is a display of merciful.
因为用她的能力去帮助那些需要帮助的人。
She used her ability to help those who need help.
在美国社会有一个很重要的特色。
There is a phenomenon in the American society.
就是全世界的国家里面捐给慈善机构钱最多的一个人 一个国家是美国。
America is actually the most charitable country in the world.
这是受到基督教圣经的影响。
And I believe this is influenced by the Christianity.
因为圣经里面讲对人要有怜悯的心。
Because in the Bible it says have mercy on people.
那这个多加死了以后怎么样呢？
And after the Dorcas died, what happened?
我们看三十九节。
Let's look at verse 39.
彼得就起身到同他去，到了，便有人领他上楼，众寡妇都站在彼得的旁边哭，拿着多加与他们同在所做的礼仪跟外衣给他看。所以这些寡妇啊，就是得到多加的怜悯的人。
So the widows who received good from Dorcas, came to her funeral.
好，然后四十一节。
Verse 41。
四十节。
Verse 40。
彼得叫他们出去，就跪下来祷告，转身对着死人说：“大彼大起来！”他就睁开眼睛，彼得便坐，便坐起来。见了彼得便坐起来。
So, verse 40. But Peter put them all up and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up.
所以这个多加死了，寡妇就在哭啊。
So when Dorcas died, the widows were weeping.
为什么？
How come?
因为这个寡妇从多加得到很多的怜悯。
Because the widows received a lot of mercy from Dorcas.
所以她非常的觉得这个多加离世太可惜了。
So they feel really sad when Dorcas left them.
如果多加没有怜悯他们，
if Dorcas did not have mercy on them,
那多加死了，寡妇怎么会流眼泪呢？
And how why would the widows cry when Dorcas died?
但是多加这样行善事，结果他死了，神就怜悯，就在从死里复活。
And because of Dorcas' good deeds, God had mercy on Dorcas and resurrected her.
所以我们平常啊，常常去怜悯别人，在我们有需要的时候，别人为我们代祷。
So when we have a charitable deeds and have mercy on others, others will pray for us when we have need.
那这个代祷能够感动神。
And the prayer of intercession can touch God.
因为我们是怜悯人的人。
Because we're a person who have mercy on others.
所以神会怜悯我们。
God will have mercy on us.
这一点非常的重要。
This is an important point.
所以我们活在世界上不能够只为自己活。
When we live in the world, we should not live for ourselves.
我们要常常看周围的人的需要。
We should look into the needs of others.
照我们的能力去怜悯他们。
We should help others according to our need.
有时候我们可能一辈子不需要人怜悯。
We may not need anything from anyone in our lives.
那有时候是我们的下一代，需要怜悯。
And it may be our children who needs mercy.
所以大卫在逃难的时候，约拿单对他很好。
And when David was running away, Jonathan was good to him.
约拿单是扫罗的儿子。
And Jonathan was Saul's son.
讲很多的好话，帮助他很多。
And Jonathan helped out David a lot.
大卫在最落难的时候，约拿单真的是怜悯他。
At David's lowest point, Jonathan had mercy on David.
但是后来约拿单死了。
But after Jonathan died,
那以后大卫当王了。
And when David was king,
所以人的这个命运是会改变的。
We can see how unpredictable the people's fate are.
需要人怜悯的人不一定一生都要人怜悯。
The people who need mercy may not always need mercy.
那怜悯人的人不一定一生都不需要人怜悯。
And the people who give out mercy, they may need mercy sometimes as well.
所以过了下一代。
So after one generation,
这个约拿单死了。
After Jonathan died,
那大卫当王之后，他一直想我要怎么来报答这个约拿单。
David was thinking in his head, how can he repay Jonathan?
就到处打听，发现约拿单有个儿子叫米非波设。
And he found out that Jonathan have a son called Mephibosheth.
那这个人瘸腿。
And he's a cripple.
可能生活不太方便。
And things didn't go too well for him.
结果大卫就把他接到王宫来，一生用非常好的待遇来对待他。
So David took him to the palace and treat him very well.
那这个叫做怜悯人有福了。
So this is called blessed those who have mercy.
他会得到人的怜悯。
Because they will receive mercy.
因此怜悯人是一种得恩典的开始。
So when you have mercy on others, it is the beginning of blessing.
那第二种的怜悯。
So the second type of of giving out mercy.
就是别人的软弱得罪我们的时候要怎么办？
So when other people's weakness transgress against us, what should we do?
我们看圣经的教训。
Let's look at the teaching from the Bible.
马太福音十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
天国好像一个王要和他的仆人算账。二十四节。
Verse 24.
才算的时候，有人带着一个欠1,000,000银子的人来。
Verse 23 and 24. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents.
这里说有一个人欠他这个主人一千万银子。
So someone owed his master 10,000 talents.
Yeah, 那这个大概一生他没有办法偿还了。
And it is something that he cannot repay all his life.
那怎么办呢？三十六节。
So what he do?
那仆人俯伏他说：“主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。”
And verse 26, the servant said, "Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all."
二十七节。
Verse 27.
那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放，并且免他的债。
And verse 27 says, "The master of the servant, moved with compassion, released him and forgave him the debt."
这个叫怜悯啊！他欠了一千万，全部都免了，因为你没有帮我还啊，就怜悯你了，全部都赦免。
Because the servant is not able to repay the master had mercy and forgave his debt.
他如果没有赦免呢？前面说要把他儿子、妻子全部都要卖掉才能够还呢。
So if the master did not have mercy on him, that servant needs to sell his children and wife to repay the debt.
那这个人得到主人的怜悯，现在问题是，那他怎么对待别人？
But the question comes, how does that servant treat others after he obtained the mercy?
二十八节。
Let's look at 28.
那仆人出来遇见一个同伴欠他十个银子，就抓住他掐着喉咙说：“你欠的还我吧。”
And verse 28 says, when he found one of the fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, "Pay me what you owe."
你想那个一千万跟十两银子这个比例差多少？
It is a great difference between 100 talents and 10 denarii.
所以一千万。
1,000 talents.
一千万。
Yeah.
二十四。
10,000.
跟这个第二十八节十两银子，这差多少
？So 10,000 talents is a great difference from 100 denarii.
结果这个人抓住他不放。
So the person took him by the throat.
要把他下到监牢里面。
Want to put him in jail.
就是他对人没有怜悯的心。
So the servant did not have mercy on others.
对别人对他的得罪，对他的软弱。伤害到他，他没有怜悯的心。
So in today's terms, that people transgress against him, but he did not forgive them.
那我们看这个主人听了怎么办
？So what did the master say?
三十三节。
Let's look at verse
33. 你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？三十四节。
Verse 33 and 34.
主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑，等他还清了所欠的债。三十五节。
35.
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也这样待你们。所以有时候我们别人的软弱真的得罪我们要赦免。
So when other people's weakness happen to transgress against us, we need to forgive them.
为什么？
How come?
因为我们所有的罪，神都把我们勾销了，都赦免了。
Because God has already forgiven our transgressions.
那如果我们一直抓住别人的软弱不放
，If we keep on remembering other people's transgressions.
可能我们很有理啊，那这个人真的是欠他十个银子，真的是欠他是有理的。
Of course, we may have a lot of reasons, just like this servant, other people owe him 10 denarii.
但是问题不是他有理，问题是他没有怜悯。
The point is not about having reason, but the point is about having mercy.
神也可以抓住我们的罪不放啊。
God can hold on to our transgressions and don't let us go.
在神来讲，这是有理的。我们有罪啊。
It is reasonable to do that.
但是神怜悯。
But God have mercy on us.
所以，如果我们要常常求神赦免我们的罪，我们要不要计算别人对我们的罪
？So if we want to ask mercy from God, we have to forgive others as well.
如果我们祷告要蒙神垂听，我们要从心里把别人赦得罪我们的全部把它抹消。
And if we want God to hear our prayers, we need to forgive others from our heart.
那如果常常在纪念别人怎么对我们不好，祷告就很难发生功效。
If we always remember the wrong others have done to us, then our prayer may not be effective.
因为我们对人没有怜悯的心。
Because we do not have a merciful heart.
所以神也很难怜悯我们。
So God may not have mercy on us.
所以圣经才说，怜悯像审判夸胜。
That's why the Bible says, a mercy triumph over judgment.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
雅各书的第二章。
Book of James chapter 2.
十三节。
James chapter 2 verse 13.
因为那不怜悯人的要受无怜悯的审判，怜悯像审判夸胜。
Verse 13. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
所以神要向我们所要的是什么？
What do God want from us?
第一个是行公义。
First thing is to do right.
就是对自己的要求要行公义，我要做神认为对的事情。
So, the first criteria is to do right, which means we have to do what is right according to God's standards.
第二个要好怜悯。
The second thing that God wants from us is to love mercy.
对别人要有怜悯的心。
We have to have mercy to others.
这样神就怜悯我。
Then God will have mercy on us.
那神如果怜悯我们一天真的一生真的恩典够用不尽。
If God have mercy on us, we will have endless blessings in this life.
因为你需要求神怜悯你啊，神就听啊。神本来没有那个义务啊，但是因为怜悯你，神就听啊。
God have no obligation to have mercy on us, but if we ask Him, He will have mercy on us.
所以这是一种恩典。
This is a grace.
啊，就是要蒙神的怜悯。
Is to obtain God's mercy.
好，我们再回来看马太福音。
Let's turn back to Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第五章的第八节。
Chapter 5 verse 8.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
有的人听人讲，有的人讲啊，我小孩子都炸了，都搬出去了，我最近很清心。
So I heard people say, my children moved out for college. I'm pure in heart.
不是那个清心的。
It is not the same kind of pure in heart.
这里讲这个清心啊，到底什么意思？
What does it mean by the pure in heart in verse 8?
你看英文 pure, 清就是很清洁，没有杂质。
Pure means without any flaws.
这样的人有福了。
This kind of person is going to be blessed.
主耶稣跟门徒要吃饭，没有洗手。
So when Jesus' disciples did not wash their hands,
那法利赛人就抓住他，为什么你吃饭没有洗手？
The Pharisees use this against them.
为什么门徒吃饭没有洗手？
Why they do not wash their hands?
主耶稣在说啊，从里面进去的不会污秽人。
God says, the things from outside will not make one dirty.
从外面进去的不会污秽人，从里面出来的才会污秽人。
But what's coming from inside will make one dirty.
我们很注重从外面进去的。
We often focus what's coming from outside.
就是吃要干净，要吃 organic， 不要污染的。这是。
We want to eat clean food and organic food.
当然这个很好啊。
Of course, this is good.
但是从里面出来的才会污秽人。
But what's coming from inside will defile others.
这个里面出来就是人里面的这些意念，仇恨、嫉妒、纷争、恼恨、骄傲、自私、淫乱。
The evilness coming from within us, including jealousy or any bad thoughts, will defile others.
那这些东西通过话讲出来，就会污秽人。
And when we put it in speech, it will defile others.
所以这里讲这个清心呢，就是人的里面呢没有杂质。
So the pure in heart here means that there's no impurities coming from within.
这个就是灵修的功课。
This is what spiritual cultivation is about.
要修到我们的内心没有杂质。
We need to cultivate ourselves until there's no impurities.
就是没有罪。
And no more sin.
那如果这样啊，我们就可以见到神。
If we can do that, then we shall see God.
那为什么见到神是恩典呢？
Why is seeing God a mercy?
我们想想看，主耶稣带三个彼得上到变帽山去。
And when Jesus Christ brought three disciples, including Peter, to the Mount of Transfiguration.
在山上什么也没有。
There's nothing on the mountain.
在祷告当中，忽然主耶稣变貌。
And during a prayer, Jesus Christ transformed.
衣服洁白，容貌放光。
His robe was white, and there was light coming from his face.
这个是荣耀的形象。
This is an image of glory.
是复活的主耶稣那个荣耀的形象。
It is like the Christ who has resurrected.
他把神的那个荣耀在地上借着变貌显现出来。
Through transfiguration, he displayed the glory of God.
那彼得看到这样，他说：“我们在这里真好。”
And when Peter saw this, he said, "It is good for us to be here."
那个好已经超越物质。
And that good is a level beyond the material good.
所以他希望做山做棚，永远住下来。
So he wanted to pitch a tent there and live there forever.
所以见到神就等于彼得在变貌山上见到主耶稣变貌。
So when we see God, it is like what Peter have seen.
那一种满足啊，地上找不到。
That kind of satisfaction you cannot find in this earth.
那今天这个见到神什么意思？
But what does it mean for see God in this term?
第一个见到就是你看到很清楚。
When we can see God, it is clear to us.
所以这个见到神就是通过圣经，你很清楚看到神，看到这个认识神。
And this means through the Bible, we clearly see who God is.
那这个见到也表示距离很接近。
And see God also means that our distance is really close.
所以你在祷告当中感觉到好像你跟神在讲话。
So when we're doing prayer, we feel like we're talking to God.
那对神有一个很清楚的这个体验跟感受。
We have a very clear grasp of who God is.
所以我们教会里面这个神训班，成人神训班这吸引好多人。
So NYTS and NATS attracted many attendees.
这个生活条件其实都是很简单的。
So even though we live a simple life,
将近100个人住在教会，这个怎么算得舒服呢？
And about 100 people live in the church. It is not comfortable.
那为什么人还要再来？
But why do people come back?
因为这个一个礼拜或两个礼拜真的用神的话洗净我们的内心，圣灵感动我们，让我们成为洁净，对神的感受越来越深，越来越强。
Because in this one or two weeks, God used His word to burn away the impurities, and we feel closer to God.
所以我们就充满着喜乐，充满着平安。
So we are filled with peace and happiness.
那这个喜乐跟平安是你在家庭里面这些物质生活所没有办法感受得到。
And this kind of joy and peace we cannot feel from our families or from any other material things.
所以这个叫做天国的恩典。
So this is the heavenly blessing.
感受到神的同在，还有这个神很亲近，神跟我们讲话。
It is the feeling that we can have God abiding with us, talking to us.
是我们里面的生命觉得很充盛、丰盛、很满足。
The soul in us can feel satisfied.
那如果要有这个恩典，要清心。
And if we want to obtain this blessing, we need to be pure in heart.
那怎么清心？
How can we do that?
就是要常常用神听神的话，要祷告，要反省，要改进。
We will have to listen to God's word and always reflect on our deeds.
好，我们再来看路加福音第八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 8.
第八章十四节。
Verse 14, chapter 8, verse 14.
那落在荆棘里，就是人听了道，走开以后，被今生的思虑、钱财、厌乐挤住了，便结出不成熟的籽粒来。这里说撒种的四种土地。
Luke chapter 8, verse 14. And it talk about the different soil that's planted.
那有一种土地，土地本身是不错的。
So there's a kind of soil that is good.
所以有的人心是很好。
That means a good heart.
本质也不错。
And a good-natured person.
但是为什么信仰没有办法见到神，对神的体验没有办法很深入呢？
How come that person cannot touch God or have an in-depth faith?
就是没有办法清心。
It's because they're not able to have a pure heart.
那这个没有办法清心是什么意思？
And what does it mean to not have a pure heart?
这个地方说荆棘指着三件事情。
The throne here represent three things.
今生的思虑、钱财、宴乐、脊柱了。
Cares, riches, and pleasures of life.
这个叫做人没有办法清醒。
So、these three are the characteristics.
今生的思虑就是
heart.
对生活顾虑太多。
So the cares here means you worry too much about life.
那接下去就是对钱注重太多。
And riches means that you care too much about money.
然后宴乐。
And pleasures of life.
那这三件事情都是世界的事情。
And all these three items are from the world.
所以这个没有办法清心，就是心被世界缠住了。
If you're not able to have a pure heart, means that your heart is entangled by this world.
那这样的信仰没有办法靠近神因为世界在当中缠住了。
This kind of faith, we cannot move closer to God.
因此，人如果能够超越这个今生的思虑、钱财、宴乐，你能够超越，这是一种恩典。因为你能够超越，你就可以靠近神。
Therefore, if we're able to transform beyond these three items, then we can get closer to God.
所以我们需要求神是给我们信心跟力量。
We must ask God to give us faith and strength.
虽然活在这个世界
，even though we live in this world，
我们不属世界
，we don't belong to this world。
但是我们能够超越这三个捆绑
，but we're able to transcend beyond these three items。
那我们对神的体验就会很活泼。
Then we can feel God in our life.
这就是清心的人有福。
And this is the blessing of a pure heart.
一个指的没有罪。
And without sin.
第二个没有世界的缠连。
And without the entanglement of the world.
那我们就要见到神。
Then we can see God.
对神有很深刻的体验。
And we can truly feel God and touch God.
那这就是一种恩典。
This is a grace and mercy.
那唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
222首。